What's it like to be a chief executive in Wisconsin? I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and the morning show has been reaching out to local CEOs across the state to find out what they see in business as well as life in Wisconsin. Our guest this morning, Rob Benz, CEO of the regional airline Air Wisconsin in Appleton. And while you may not recognize the company name, if you fly, then you know well United Express, and in Wisconsin, that's Air Wisconsin. So what do you want to know about what it's like to run a local airline that first got off the ground way back in 1965? Join us with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Rob, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Lee, thank you for having me today.
Let's start with the 31 to 38,000 foot overview of Air Wisconsin. Give us some idea of just briefly about the history of this company.
Yeah, so as you said, it's a company that's been in business and been in Appleton since 1965. It started with local businessmen raising funds to develop an airline to fly between Appleton and Chicago. It's grown since then, both organically and by acquisition. And we've been here in Appleton for 57 years. And you rightly said maybe many people haven't heard of Air Wisconsin, even though we've been here for so long. And that's because we are a regional airline. There's about 10 or so in the U.S. And the nature of what we do is we fly on long-term contracts for major airlines. We fly their regional routes in and out of their hubs. And so currently our contract is with United Airlines, and we have 64 aircraft that are in United Express livery. And when you walk through the door, you'll see operated by Air Wisconsin. But the nature of that relationship is it's our aircraft, it's our pilots, it's our flight attendants, it's our maintenance professionals, and it is United paying us a fee per departure. But they're United routes, they sell the tickets, they take the economic risk on the flights, and they work with us so that they can provide the fuel and the catering and the baggage handling. So we've been doing this a very long time, but usually on our planes you see other airlines' name and livery.
Well, and no different than anybody else, it was a challenge during the pandemic, but what are some of the challenges you were facing and Air Wisconsin sees for the airline industry in 2022, Rob?
Well, you know, there's several challenges out there. Obviously, there's supply chain challenges, which hasn't caused us much problems. You know, we're very good in terms of parts, making sure that we see what we need for the future and securing it well in advance, and in this environment, having sufficient parts to make sure we can run an efficient operation. Little things, you know, if one type of pretzel isn't available, you can have another. But the two big things that are affecting all the airlines, the biggest is a pilot shortage. And so there is a significant pilot shortage that's affecting the entire country. And it's something that we've all seen coming, because there's a large percentage of pilots who are baby boomers who are all going to retire at the same time, generally in the same time. And during the pandemic, many of those pilots retired early. And during the pandemic, there wasn't a flow of many pilots coming into the profession. And so what we've seen is as the pandemic has eased, demand has come back stronger than everyone thought. And so we see a pilot shortage, and you see airlines coming back to try to beat demand, but demand is greater than supply at the moment.
So how is Air Wisconsin dealing with this? From the aviation industry publication Simple Flying, they say that you are this month raising salaries for starting co-pilots to $60 an hour. Is that part of the strategy?
Yeah, that's part of the strategy. And so that's a massive pay increase just from the past few months. We went from just under $39 an hour to $60 an hour, over 50% pay increase, to make sure that we are competitive. And also, you know, beyond just the hourly rate, we offer, you know, Cadillac health care plans and very generous 401k match plans, better than a lot of larger airlines, and, you know, worldwide travel privileges for pilots and their family, all employees in their families. And so, you know, as wages go up, what we hope to see in the industry is you'll have more people coming into the industry. But, you know, if you lose a pilot, if a pilot moves from an Air Wisconsin United, and you get 2 weeks' notice. It could take you up to 4 months to hire and train a new pilot. And so, you know, the market will work itself out eventually, but it's going to take time.
Rob Binns, our guest, CEO of Air Wisconsin, based in Appleton, dating back to 1965. And I think there was another challenge that you'd that was on the list here. Pilot shortage, one of the big ones. What's the second?
A second would be a mechanic shortage. So an airline mechanic is called an AMP, an airframe and power plant mechanic. And this is a great profession for people to want to get into who don't want to go to college, want to get a good technical qualification that is high paying. So, you know, for pilots and training, we think of this part of Wisconsin, we have Fox Valley Tech. And, you know, that school also offers instructions for becoming an AMP mechanic. And so for us, as those people are going through school, as they're training, we offer an apprenticeship program that pays $20 an hour. And once they get their certification, it goes up to $33 an hour. We then offer $20,000 in tuition reimbursement and a $10,000 signing contract. And on top of that, again, kind of Cadillac healthcare, 401k benefits, ability to travel worldwide with their families. And so it is a wonderful profession that's highly in demand. And so we're seeing more people, you know, as we've put up those pay and benefits, we're seeing more people come into the profession, and the market forces will work more quickly than it will a pilot, because, you know, deciding to become an AMP mechanic, going through the school and coming out is a bit of a quicker process than deciding to become a pilot.
Yeah. What is the process for becoming a pilot, and what's that pipeline look like from your perspective, Rob?
Yeah, the pipeline, to kind of put it in rough numbers, you know, there's some contention about the numbers, but it looks like the whole country will need about 12,000 pilots per year for the foreseeable future. And as a country, we've been doing 7,000-8,000 pilots per year. So that infrastructure will have to grow in order to allow more pilots to come through the pipeline. Normally what you do, there's different paths, but you go to a flight school like Fox Valley and you get your private pilot license. And then you keep going to instructions and you get your commercial pilot license, which allows you to be paid for flying. And what a lot of those people then do is get a certified flight instructor license so they can teach other people to fly. Because once you get that commercial pilot license, you have to build 1,500 hours of flying to then get something that's called the Airline Transport Pilot Certificate, the ATP certificate. And that's the certificate you need to come to the major leagues like Air Wisconsin and to fly for major airlines. And so, you know, go ahead, Lee.
Well, I was just, I wanted to follow up on this because Josh in Oak Creek has a question about getting his pilot's license. Josh, good morning. You're on the air with Rob Binns, CEO of Air Wisconsin.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I was listening to what you guys were talking about with having training for the mechanical side, and I'm going to be a pilot someday. I'm going to put myself through it.
There you go.
I was wondering if you had internal stuff at your business for training to where, you know, if I got a job with you, I could learn how to fly and eventually be flying for you.
Josh, you got any flight experience yet?
Outside stuff?
Do you have any flight
Sorry?
Experience?
I have flown out of Craig's Field on a few. I forget what they call them. It's like introductory flights, and I'm going to do it. It's just, you know,
Rob,
I'm
Josh
just wondering
is
wondering if his place has, you know, an internal training program or not.
Josh wants to be a pilot, Rob.
Yeah, Josh, please become a pilot. convince all your friends to become pilots as well. And who better to fly for than an Air Wisconsin airline? But we don't do the training ourselves in this area. Fox Valley Tech is a great place to go to. We work closely with them. Love to hire the pilots to come through their process. But, you know, part of the issue, it is expensive to become a pilot. It could be up to $100,000 in cost to become a pilot, because once you get that, you know, commercial pilot license, you have to build these 1,500 hours before you can come to us. And a lot of people build that by either becoming a certified flight instructor and training other pilots, or they tow banners in the sky, or they fly crop dusters, or they take small planes that they rent or buy, and they, what we say, punch holes in the sky. So, you know, this is a requirement, a new requirement. It used to be 250 hours. It's now 1,500 hours. That came about in 2013. So, you know, that's an expense for pilots, and it takes them, you know, kind of the quickest you can come through the process is about 2 years.
Josh, go and get those. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, yes, start flying, get those 1,500 hours built. But when you come to an airline like Air Wisconsin, you know, what we offer, that $60 in initial pay, you know, that moves up into $100+ when you become a captain. And when Air Wisconsin hires a pilot, when they put in a couple of years at Air Wisconsin, they have a path then to go to United. And so
wow.
From United, what you want to do as a pilot is, we kind of see this cycle of people coming through regional carriers like Air Wisconsin. Some stay here for 20+ years. Others, after a few years, move up to United or Delta and American. Because what a lot of pilots want to do is they want to become a captain on a wide-body international aircraft. Those jobs can pay as much as $350,000. So there's kind of a flow program of coming to Air Wisconsin and moving on to major airlines.
Rob Benn, CEO of Air Wisconsin, based out of Appleton, dating back to 1965, the regional airline that flies under the name United Express. And if you have a question for our CEO this morning, join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. What about infrastructure? What about the fleet? And what about the customer experience? I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Morning Show series, talking with CEOs from across the state, continues this morning with our guest, Rob Benn, CEO of Air Wisconsin in Appleton, the regional airline that flies under the name United Express. If you have a question for him this morning, join us at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn. And Rob, I wanted to ask you about infrastructure because you'd mentioned it, and the latest infrastructure bill sets aside $20 billion for airport infrastructure. Where would you like to see that money applied for airlines and the airline industry in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, infrastructure investments in airports is always welcome. I think what you see in the infrastructure today, obviously, you know, there's a lot of companies, a lot of areas that are struggling for workforce. So when you fly an aircraft, it isn't just your airline and your workers. You know, you need a lot of third parties to make sure they're staffed. And so obviously you need fuel in the airplane. That fueler is a third party. You need catering. That's a third party. People to handle bags. That's a third party. And you need good air traffic control, obviously. And we've seen some shortages in staffing and air traffic control. And all those things kind of come together when there's thunderstorms in the summer and all those points are stressed. That can make the travel experience less than ideal. But I think coming up with ideas of how we expand the pilot base in the country, how we draw more people to the profession. We think of, you know, pilots traditionally have been white middle-aged men. How we get more minorities, more women into the profession, making investments in those areas. I think it's good not just for the airlines, but for the traveling public.
Let's go back to your questions for our guest, Rob Benn, CEO of Air Wisconsin, taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234, where Lindsay and DeSoto standing by. Lindsay, good morning. You're on the air with Rob Benn.
Good morning. I certainly appreciate this program because at DeSoto High School, we offer aviation ground school as an elective credit for our students. We've done that for about 8 years now. We have a 5-screen simulator that our computer kids developed, and it has programming that looks very geographically Correct. And they can land at the Viroqua Airport, the La Crosse Airport, and it all looks realistic. So I'm just wondering, do you work with any high schools to provide information on opportunities to become pilots for your company?
And Lindsay, before we get to Rob's question, I have a question for you. After students are done taking this flight simulation course, is there anything, do they get any certification or anything?
Well, they're eligible to take the FAA exam, kind of like the behind the wheel. When you're driving a car, you take a written exam, and then you go out and get behind the wheel and drive. Mm-hmm. So they can take that FAA exam. And then we work with Junior Eagles. We have a flight instructor who works with us, and they actually go up and fly a plane. But the work they have on those simulators really makes them pretty competent. And they're able to taxi, take off. They get a lot of help on the landing. That's the challenging part. But they do a lot of maneuvers in the air in their 30-minute to one-hour flight experience.
Lindsay, thank you so much. Rob Binns talking about the pilot shortage, the pilot pipeline, and then DeSoto High School's flight simulator.
Yeah, that's wonderful that you have that type of program. Congratulate you on doing that. You know, we work with local groups and high schools mostly on an ad hoc basis. If you look at us at airwhisk.com, if you'd like one of us to come speak to your class, we'd love to do that. We'd like to excite people about an aviation career. But I think, you know, it'd be wonderful if more high schools are doing what you're doing.
Rob, I'm curious because it's something I have to factor in when it comes to my automobile. How is a fleet of airplanes and an airline company factor in fuel when it's, you know, up and down, back and forth, it's all over the map? How do you, as a CEO, factor that?
Yeah, and we're fortunate because the nature of the contract that we have, which is a fee per departure, all of our fuel is a pass-through cost to United. So they take the fuel risk on flying our routes. Obviously, we introduce programs that ensure fuel efficiency for our customer, but it's United taking the fuel risk. And for those companies that are taking the fuel risk, it depends on what's going on in the market. I think in today's market, they're able to pass most of that on to consumers in terms of prices. When there's greater competition, they're going to have to eat some of that cost as well.
The chief executive has to see into the future, or at least try their very best. So, Rob Binns, I will ask you to peer into the future of the airline industry and Air Wisconsin's place in it, and tell us what you see.
Well, I see it kind of coming back. We've seen strong demand come back since the pandemic. Airlines aren't flying as many flights as they'd like to. They don't fly as many flights as demand would like us to because of a shortage, particularly of pilots. I think that's going to take some time to work itself out. But Air Wisconsin, one of the things we've been very prudent in what we've decided to do. You know, we have 1,200 employees, 500 here in Wisconsin, bases at Chicago and Washington Dulles. We fly to 50 cities around the country and into Canada as well. And I see us continue to grow.
And what can be done for the consumer experience for people who are flying and have frustrations at the airport? Is from your perspective, what can be done for them?
Yeah, and this is going to sound self-serving, but we, as of earlier this week, we had not had a controllable cancellation in over 65 days, which is kind of amazing. In the best of times, and what you're hearing in the press, and part of that is we've always been prudent in what we do. So when we work with United, we tell them what number of flights we're comfortable on flying, and we don't bite off more than we can chew. We set ourselves operational goals for the summer, and we have met and exceeded those goals. Now other airlines have struggled because, you know, when demand came back and they saw that potential revenue, they probably tried to fly more than they actually could. And when you mix that with all these other companies, these support companies that are short staff, and you mix that with what's going on, you know, with summer weather, it's made for not a great travel experience for some people. And I think it's getting better. You've seen some of those large airlines cut their schedules to make sure you know, they have sufficient resources to fly their flights on time.
Rob, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and very much appreciate your point of view. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lee.
Rob Binns is the CEO of Air Wisconsin, based out of Appleton. It goes back to 1965. This regional airline flies under the name United Express. Ahead this hour, we talk with Republican primary candidate. We're scheduled to talk with a Republican primary candidate for Attorney General Eric Toney about his goals if he were to take office. With the partisan primary now less than 2 weeks away, August 9th, we'll hit the candidates and ask, find out what they have to say, and also invite you to the conversation to ask your questions as well for the Republican primary candidate for Attorney General Eric Toney. Phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn. News is next here on the Ideas Network.